Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We can get right into it. So reading from Psalms 119, verses 1 through 8. I'm going to be reading from the Message version. So try to stay along. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him. That's right. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road he set. You, God, prescribed the way, the right to live. Now you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping to the course you set. That I never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I learned the pattern of your righteous ways. I'm going to do what you tell me to do, and don't ever walk off or leave me. So today's message is about staying the course. So I'm going to be comparing this to a runner or a race per se. So if you ever watch someone run a race or compete against other runners, they all start in their own lanes, but they're all going the same direction. Some of them have different starting points, or sometimes they all start from the same point. The point is, they will start, they will run, and they will finish. As for us, we navigate life the exact same way. We are born, we will live, and we will pass on. But the difference is, we will navigate with the Lord while staying on course with what he has in store for us. It's a personal relationship between you and God,
right,
in which you have goals, aspirations, and desires for your life. He knows all, he sees all, and he is definitely moving in your favor. But what are you doing in the meantime? And are you staying on the course he set?
Yeah.
Some races are from here to there, you're done. Some races are smooth with no real challenges in the complete circle, then you're done. But when you navigate this race called life, none of the above are applicable. When you run this race called life, there are hurdles, there are obstacles, there are hills, there are valleys. Sometimes you must pause, not stop or give up, but pause. Sometimes you gotta walk, and sometimes you might have to crawl. But God is with you every step of the way, guiding you and encouraging you not to give up and to keep going. We have the free will to do as we please, and God has given us that freedom. But with great power comes great responsibility. We are still in the flesh. We're going to make mistakes from time to time. It could knock us off course or delay what God has for us. In those instances, we must pray for clarity to get back where he wants us to be,
right,
and for the strength to keep going. Runners build endurance and strength as the race continues. And as for us, we build the same endurance and strength as we live from day to day with the Lord.
Amen.
Most runners compete with other runners to win a race. That's me versus you versus other people. But we compete with ourselves, me versus me, to be more like Jesus and turn away from those vices and those things that constantly hold us in bondage and keep us there. But through it all, we are not alone. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will give us everything we need to succeed, including each other. We have each other to lean on and help one another, just like runners have encouragement from their family, their friends, and teammates in the stands or on the track if they're running a relay. Stay the course is easier said than done, but it's very achievable. Along your journey will be things to help you, things that might hurt you, even things that catch you completely off guard. No matter the circumstance, you must keep going because God is right there with you. And your journey could be an inspiration for someone else following a similar path. You never know the impact you have on someone until God does something special for you. And you know it's of God. It's no flaws, no blemish. It doesn't come with strings attached. It's for you. So when you're running this race called life, when you're competing, you have to stay in your own lane. Yeah, you're going to veer off and look, see what everybody else is doing, but at the same time, it's you and God. He's your coach. He's telling you, keep doing what I promised for you. Keep going. Yeah, stuff is going to happen. I mean, that's life. Stuff don't happen, then something is wrong. So you got to keep going. You got to do what he tells you to do, but also touch somebody along the way. Because you are going to impact somebody whether you know it or not. Somebody's going to see you whether you know it or not. Someone is watching you from afar or up close and saying, man, he don't look like what he been through. Or man, how did they do that? Or man, what's going on with them? It's going to be intriguing, but it's going to be of God. Because when you live a life that God intends you to live, you get the courage, the strength, and the aspirations to be different from what you were the day before. You're not the same person you were yesterday, right. And you're walking in the light that he will have you be for tomorrow. And at the end of the day, you all know that when God is in it, everything is possible. Look around you. We are living in unprecedented times. The past 3-4 years have been a lot of jaw-dropping, I can't believe this is happening, moments, events, everything, but God is still present. He's still here. And we're all prepared for this. My whole thing is, whenever you go through something, it's about your demeanor. See, when you go through things, especially the same things over and over, you got to ask yourself, okay, what am I doing different? Or am I doing the same thing, trying to get the same result, but it's not working? Like, you have to be honest with yourself, because you're honest with God. You ain't got to be honest with none of us, but you got to be honest with God and be honest with yourself. If you really want change, if you really want to move forward and stay the course that God has you, you have to give up some things. You can't compromise with the things that are holding you back, because they're going to keep holding you back. You have to keep pressing forward and give up those things that are going to hold you back, and it's going to change you. It's going to change you for the better, but you will be better for it, and you will feel better for it. And also keep a positive mindset. See, things happen where it catches you off guard, and if you approach it in a negative or Debbie Downer or woe is me mindset, it makes it that much harder for you to recover. But if you approach it with a mindset of, okay, I've been here before. All right, God, here we go. All right, what's next? Keep that mindset of, I'm not going to let nothing, nobody, or anything stop me from achieving what I have, what he has for me. And I'm going to keep going because I know he's right there with me. Now, God can talk to you like somebody, like the way that you need it. For instance, he could talk to you in a soothing voice, or he can be what you need. Like, some people need those people to kind of not scream at them, but like encourage them. And kind of like if you watch a football Sunday and you're getting hyped, some people need that. Some people don't need anything. They just need to see you present. That's how God is. He's going to approach you where you are to get you to where he needs you to be in order for you to keep on running this race we call life, to keep pressing forward. I can say for me personally, this race called life is very interesting. And I can say that I've accomplished a lot and I never took a loss. We don't take losses, we take lessons. So I learned from my mistakes. But along the way, I knew that God was there. When I was younger, used to always go to church. It was an obligation. It was something that I had to do, not something I necessarily wanted to do. Young, not really knowing of what the magnitude of what I'm in, but knowing that, well, I'm supposed to do this because my mom says so, so here we go. But those seeds sowed in me as a youth came back to me later in life when I was like, something is wrong. I need to make a change. I don't know where to go. Lord, help me. And then when I decided, okay, I am yearning for the Lord. I am yearning to run that race that he has me run. I am yearning to be on the course that he has me. I made the choice to get back close with him and to start coming to church for my own sake, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. And he led me here. So point being, things are going to happen where you're going to stray off course. You're going to sit down. You're going to take a pause. We live in this world, but we're not of it. And you're going to reflect what you're around all the time. And then, and only then, God will come in and tell you, you know, this is not of you. He'll give you that conviction. And that conviction is rough because you might say something or do something and be like, that's not of me. I don't even know why I said that. Let me bring it back. And you feel that in you, because when you have the Lord Jesus Christ in you, you don't do what everybody else does. You do take that path less traveled. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know that the path less traveled is going to lead you into glory, into beautiful things, into everything that God has for you. And I encourage each and every person in here, whatever you're striving for, whatever you're pushing for, I don't care if it's small or minor, I don't care if it's large, push for it. Keep going, keep pressing, keep moving forward. It's right there. For whatever reason, it seems like when things get rough and stuff starts to happen a lot, your glory is right on the other side. You just got to get over to glory. And then once you achieve that glory, keep on pushing to the next glory, because it's not over. It's not over until we see Jesus face to face. So your race is going to continue. It started already. You're in the midst of it. You're going to keep on pushing forward. Just approach it in a way that you know, I'm going to make it. I got it. And trust and believe, you having that courage and that strength to push forward, you're going to inspire somebody else. They might come to you, they might observe from afar, or they might ask, hey, what is that person doing? And they might talk to you, and then if that is the case, God will give you the words or the inkling to bring them in so they can see, so they can begin their journey and start their race and begin to inspire somebody else. And we just keep bringing souls to Christ that way. And that's how you let the Lord use you mightily. Just keep his word, keep his commandment, keep running your race, keep going, do not give up. This specific sermon I had been tussling with for a couple of months because I'm a railroader and I never know when I'm going to be able to come to church, but the Lord always makes a way for me to come here without interfering with anything else. It's always smooth. So this specific sermon, I had began to not be of myself. And I felt myself, I'm like, this ain't me. I am definitely off course, off path. And the Lord brought this to me. And I've been tussling with it, meditating on it, like trying to put it on paper and then speak from the heart. It's just one of those things where you know it's of God because you are living what you're saying. This is not something that you just pulled out the sky. Like, you are a witness to what you're saying, and you also preach to yourself. Trust and believe. I am definitely preaching to myself. But last night, I had a dream that kind of ties this whole thing together. I had a dream. I was climbing a ladder. I could see the top of the ladder, and I was going up, I was climbing, but then I started to look around me and I noticed it's just me and this ladder and nothing else, it's just the abyss. So I started to get a little worried and I started to get nervous and I started to tremble and shake like, I'm really up here. I started to lose track of what I was supposed to be doing. But then it was someone directly up under me telling me, hey, focus, look at where you're going. Keep climbing, you're almost there. You got it. Don't look around at the things that you can't control. Just keep climbing up. And yeah, you might be shaking. Yeah, you might be scared. Yeah, you're not sure what's at the top, but keep going. And when I got to the top, I woke up and I was like, okay, that was spot on. Point being, we have unwavering faith. We know what we want and where we're trying to go. But it's always going to be things in the middle that's going to sway us to either get there quickly or delay us from getting there at all. But point being, you're going to get there, especially if you have the perseverance of the Lord in you to press forward. But the main thing is, whatever you do, finish it. If you have something that you start, finish it. Don't have a, for my Jimmy Neutron folks, don't have a Professor Calamitous type of mental where you start something and can't finish it. No, whatever you start, finish it. We are all living, we're all breathing, we're all here. Continue to live this life, but live it to the best of your ability with God right beside you. Keep doing what you have to do, and you will be fine. And literally to sum it up, keep running your race, keep fighting the fight, keep staying on course, and finish. Keep going. You all got it. God's got you. So So with that being said, if there's anybody that needs prayer for anything, floor is open.